As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, a lot of issues going on at the state capitol. Energy is the focus. The budget's a big focus. But there's a ton of bills and things going on that's worth talking about. And obviously, healthcare and the expense of those things are front of mind for so many people. I want to welcome in Patricia Monaco, who's the president and CEO of the New England Pharmacy Service Corporation, to talk about a couple things related to drug prices in that side of our world. Patricia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you on. We're always looking for new voices and different perspectives, so we're glad to have you on. Just, you know, a lot of people won't know about your organization, though. Can you give me a little elevator pitch on what you guys do?
Sure, not a problem. Northeast Pharmacy Service Corporation is a service company for independent community pharmacies. We cover and take in and assist pharmacies in all of the New England states and a little bit in New York. And we've been around since 1991. We almost, if you were to compare it to chain headquarters back room, right? So education, training, third-party contracting, consulting, everything having to do with regulatory affairs. We're very much involved in legislative affairs, which is what brings me on with you today.
Yep.
And so, you know, we're sort of like the helping hand for independent pharmacies.
Got it. Okay. So with that being said, also in this good acronyms, I like to flesh them out before we get to the legislation.
Absolutely.
What's a PBM and
okay. Not a problem.
Yeah. And tell us
it's an acronym.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. The acronym PBM stands for Pharmacy Benefit Management Company. And all of us probably on this call and your listeners today, if you were to look at your medical card that you bring to the pharmacy to get a prescription filled, on the back is probably the name of one of six companies like Caremark, Express Scripts, Optum, Humana, MedImpact, or Prime Therapeutics. These are the people that your insurance company hires to manage the pharmacy benefit for the program. So these are the people that stand between the pharmacy, your doctor, and your insurance plan. And they're managing, and I'm putting that in quotation marks, managing that service. So they're setting prices. They're setting copays. They're setting the formulary. They work with the manufacturers in terms of rebates, which we've all heard a lot about over the years. And the bill that we're, you know, sponsoring today and sponsoring through this session is HB 7192, which is all about transparency. Well, how does all of this work? You know, who's making what and based on what? Copays are increasing. Patients are having sometimes problems getting what they want for, you know, reasonable copays. As expensive medications cost more and more of patients, these companies, these middlemen, are pushing a lot of the cost off to patients. And so, you know, the legislature in Connecticut is concerned about, you know, how is all of this working? Who's making the money here? And pharmacies are in a position right now, both chain and independent, by the way, of being held hostage, if you will, to some contracting that's really causing problems for all of us, patients, pharmacies, chain, and independent alike.
But now, Patricia, we're talking with Patricia Monaco, who's the president and CEO of the New England Pharmacy Service Corporation. I mean, it's a leading question. It's leading legislation. You think it's a middle person that's probably profiting too much and at the expense of us?
Well, correct? You know, they have a lot of power. These are huge corporations, and you know, if any of your listeners are interested, I would suggest they do some research, because these companies are huge, and you know, you don't need to look far to see just the kind of profits that they're making in the middle of all of this. And you know, it's a very, very complex issue. It's very clandestine in many ways. So it's hard to figure out exactly what's going on, which is what led the legislature to do a task force to do some research. And actually, I had one of my staff members as a part of this task force to sort of look into and understand how is all of this happening. And that task force was very, very helpful, as I understand, to the legislators to try to come up with what sorts of things they need to have in this bill 7192. Yeah. And, you know, so it is a large bill. There's sections of it that are diving right into, like, where is all of the transaction? Who's ending up with what?
Yeah.
So there's transparency is the real piece here, trying to take it apart and understand. And the state needs to understand as well, because, of course, they've got, you know, insurance plans for their employees.
Yeah.
And they need to understand how all of this operates.
A couple quick questions here. How big is the lobby you're up against?
Well, you know what? The PBM lobby is huge.
Yeah.
And they're powerful. They've got a lot of money. And it's being fought, I can tell you, not just in the state of Connecticut, but across this country. And there's it's heavy duty, right? It's they make a lot of money, and so they're going to fight hard to say that they're controlling prices and they're keeping prices down, and that's going to keep insurance rates down. And that is just not the case. So, I think they're go ahead.
Yeah, no, I because I'm always worried about time. We're talking with Patricia Monaco from the New England Pharmacy Service Corporation. I just think that is this the first year that the bill's in the pipeline?
This particular bill, yes,
okay.
It is the first year, but we've been nipping at the edge of this, Brian, for a little bit.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, the wave is coming. And so now, and let me just say real quickly, yep. You notice now all of a sudden chains are closing,
yep.
Chain stores are closing across the country, and everyone was like, well, why are they doing that? Well, they can't afford to be in the business anymore either. So it used to be, well, independents, you know, they're closing because they can't afford to compete. That's not the case.
Huh.
Chains have now had a situation where they can't afford to fill prescriptions either because the reimbursements are so poor. So, you know, this is a problem that really is going to affect patients in terms of access.
Well, to me, it's a microcosm of the whole. I'm not necessarily an advocate for any single payer centralized, because I don't think government runs anything very well. So, I mean, I don't know. But I don't know what the solution is, because our healthcare system is so convoluted. And the interest in transparency was what I find fascinating, because the word I think of is opaque. Because you don't know who's getting what, and you don't know who's profiting off of what. And the only one who suffers is, you know, when I go in and it's like, oh, well, you can do, you know, good RX and get this price, but it doesn't go against your deductible. Or you can pay this price, and it does,
right.
And you can't eat for a week. I mean, it is just awful.
It is awful. You're absolutely right, Brian. There's no doubt about that. It is awful, and it's confusing. And my concern also, and our concern, is our elderly patients who really just get, you know, totally stuck in the middle of this and do not know what to do. And if they don't have advocates for themselves, then they're really, you know, in a very tough position. I mean, I've got, you know, some of these new drugs that are used for blood thinning and this and that, and they're very expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're right. Some people end up having to make the decision, do I eat this week or do I buy my medicine? It happens.
Yep.
It happens. It's real.
And I want companies to make money. I'm pro-business and pro-capitalism. I just feel like there's
so am I.
The dislocation here. But I don't know what the solution is, because, I mean, I make these comparisons. You know, is it like peace in the Middle East? Is it an unsolvable problem because we have so many interstate regulations and so much? There's so many different factors involved that don't create true competition that I don't know what the I don't have an answer. So I'm sure that one piece of legislation isn't necessarily the panacea here, but I do want you to know, I mean, I don't go to an independent, I don't know, I don't think it is. My pharmacist, because one of my kids takes a fair amount of medication at the Price Chopper in Windsor, they're the best. And I think with the people you serve, when you create a personal relationship with people in that business, it helps so much, because if they're looking out if they're looking out for you, then they can help both in terms of what you're taking and what you can do, but also for cost, you know. And I
no doubt.
Yeah. So I think the people you serve, I think, deserve a lot. And it's so interesting to me that the corporate side of it's struggling all of a sudden. And does that mean more people are migrating back to your folks?
Well, no, I think what's happening is, you know, listen, let's just talk for one second. Caremark, for example, is one of the PBMs, right? But CVS is also connected to that corporation. Express Scripts is Cigna. So what they've done is they've vertically integrated themselves where they're connected to insurance plans now. Yeah. So they're owned by, you know, and so it's this conglomerate of things where they're controlling the insurance piece and controlling the pharmacy piece. And so what you have is a situation that now, you know, these PBMs have driven the prices down so badly that now even the chains can't afford, in that sector of their business, the chains can't afford to fill the scripts. I mean, I'm talking about maybe a bottle of 30 of a generic that the reimbursement is 42 cents. I mean, I've seen this myself. Yeah, you have a bottle, a label, a cap, and the drug inside of it. 42 cents, seriously? And they expect that you're supposed to accept that?
Yeah.
And how do you keep the lights on? How do you pay people if you get too many of those types of scripts, right?
Yep. We got to run, Patricia. It was good to connect.
Okay.
If things head for a vote or things, you know, what have you, back and let's talk more.
It's going well. HB 7192, it's an important bill. There's lots of pieces to it. I'm sure things are going to get moved around and pushed and pulled, but you know, it's a very important bill to have passed. Right. And I do thank you for your time today, Brian.
Yeah, we'll catch up again. Thanks, Patricia.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.